Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. Happy Friday, DGS. That was sweet. Carol Dano just came in carrying a donut and gave Tony a big hug. That's as close to a threesome as I'll ever get.
Ah! She had a donut?
Yeah. Tony, Carol, and the donut.
I didn't notice that part.
Mm-hmm. That's all you really heard.
There were donuts?
Sue and Andrew in with us for an hour today, apropos, because they've spent years with Tony. Tried to get Mark close, but he wanted a $500 appearance fee. And
sounds right.
I said no. So Tony's last day on the air here. Tony's leaving it open, which I think is smart, because you never want to close the door completely and burn the bridge. So Tony's been in radio for... what? 25?
How old am I? 43? Yeah, 24 years.
So leaving radio to go work for Image Label, his family's printing company, and just going to make a life change and see how that goes. And the door is always open for you if you decide to come back.
Yeah, going to just focus on family and try to figure out life.
You realize it makes the rest of us look bad, right?
No.
Like, we're not focusing on our family.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Screw the family. Well, I'm going for the money.
I think the Dave Glover Show is the family business, so you are focusing on the family.
That's, amen to that, brother.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, we're going to focus on, the family business and the family and figure it out. What do I want to do?
How you feeling?
I don't know. I don't know how to feel. I feel like we have a 4-hour show, and I feel like there's, like, literally, I know it sounds strange, but it feels like any other, like, we got a 4-hour show to do. So, and I think it'll get real weird at the end, and I think it'll get real weird on Monday when I don't have...
Yeah. Especially Monday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I find myself standing in a... warehouse or
making prints. Like, what am I doing?
Christine is like, I need you to file this paperwork. And I need you to.
I used to be able to walk in and go, "What's up with Oreos?" And that was my job.
I need you to take Grace or be with Grace on or schedule a counselor meeting at college. Like, it's gonna be.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be like just serving a lot of different roles, and because we're all figuring it out, we don't know. You know, I don't know if I'm gonna be permanently going. To help the family business. I don't know if I'm going to do something else. I don't know. There's a lot of transition, you know, with Grace going to college. There's so much to focus on there. She graduates this weekend. There's just a lot to take up. There's a lot to do right now, and I'm just going to focus on that. And then we'll pick it up from there whenever that time is.
So Tony does not want a This Is Your Life retrospective. Mm-mm. I respect that. We're not going to do it. But we'll give you a couple segments here in case any of the longtime listeners want to call in and wish Tony well or bring up a specific Tony memory. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Of course, you can tweet Rachel or Tony, and we'll try to get those on the air. Around the horn. Sue, anything you want to say?
It's just weird because he's already left the show that Andrew and I are on, so that's weird. But then to have him completely gone from the building is another level of weird, and I try not to make it about me, but it's really sadder than you would
too
think,
late.
Tony.
That's what you was going to say, but it really is about me.
But it really is when you get right down to it.
You really think about
it. Darn it, it is about me.
You know what?
I don't like podcast.
It has more to do with me than you would think.
Here's the truth, though, that it's the sad truth, I think, that we all know in radio, is that we go through drastic changes out of nowhere.
Yes.
Very surprised.
Amen. Yes.
Drastic things have happened to all of us.
Yeah. I woke up with bangs.
And we've all rolled with the punches so many times.
Just bangs.
So many times.
That this is just another one of those.
More than we can remember.
Yeah. I think we are more callous to it than a lot of other people in industries are.
Yeah.
You know, that somebody works in the same office for 35 years and then they retire and it's this big thing. But we've just been so jaded because we've had people ripped away from us and stations ripped away from us and companies changing and being bought out. And it just kind of becomes part of radio.
Yeah.
Losing it's never somebody you don't like.
Change. Right.
Right. Yeah. Never, ever.
But I think we handle it better. Well, maybe not better.
Yeah,
maybe
sometimes.
It's not better that it's so. That
I think Sue's stoned.
Sue's just saying what she thinks.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm
just
sure.
Telling you. Jeez. She's just telling the truth.
Why couldn't it be Greg Hewitt?
What? I did not.
Andrew, any thoughts?
I love you, buddy.
Back at you, dude.
That's sweet.
Always will.
Mm-hmm. Back at you.
That's it.
I'm just going to let that hang.
Man. He's like, I love you, close.
Let that.
Never going to forget you.
Tommy, I'll never stop thinking about you.
Hello, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Tony, Rachel, and everybody. I'm really sad to hear that Tony's leaving because I've been listening to the show for a very long time. And I have a memory. It's got to be prior to 2007, because I used to listen, I don't know, somehow or another, I turned on 97.1 on the way home from work after maybe a bad day or whatever, and just great, you know, laughs and everything. I laugh all the way home, and I've been listening ever since. So this particular memory, he was on, and I believe he was talking about his dad, and I actually stayed in the car to listen to the whole segment, and I was a little late for work, and I really didn't care, because it was so great, and it wasn't too long after my dad had passed away. So I just remember that and wanted to share that with Tony and thank him and just, you know, wish him the best with his company business and just best wishes for his daughter, for college, and his whole family.
Thank you, Linda. That is awesome.
Yeah, I don't know, Tony, were you listening when I was on the crossover?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Was it great?
I'm sure it was.
No, I will say a couple of things I just said on the midday show. That we all portray a certain thing in our life, right? Like, look at me, I'm this and I'm that. My family's this, my family's that. And then you find out, like, what a lie, what a farce. It's nothing like that. And I truly believe if you put a gun to my head and said, pick one, I think the Columbos are as solid and happy as any family I know. And Rach and I talk about this, and Rach, you've talked about how being around me and Mark and Tony, you know, made a difference in your life. And, like, I look at you guys, and it just infuriates me. Like, when your gig and everyone was there, and it was just like, you're just a great family guy. And then the other thing I said, I obviously have made a living for 21 years being funny. And so I'm not going to be stupid and be like, I don't know what being funny is. When you're on, and Rachel, back me up in this, I say this to you all the time, when you're on and you're doing a character and you're leaning into something, I can't touch it. No one can touch it. When Tony goes into a character, like, just everyone step back, right?
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely true.
And it happens about once a week where he'll just, and you can feel it coming. Like, I know you so well, you'll back away from the mic and you'll think, and then you'll come back as Twinkie the kid looking for a casket or whatever it is. And
yeah, so, writing the script when I back away from the mic.
Yes.
And then, and then it comes pouring out. Well, that means a lot because there's nobody that's literally nobody funnier or faster than you, Dave, than I've ever known. So if it can just keep up, then that's a huge compliment.
Thank you, pal. Our friend Dr. Tiffany Osborne. Hello, Doc. No one wants to talk to me today. Hello, Tiffany.
I think it's me. Maybe it's because you said high-low.
I know that was it.
Okay, that can call back.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe she had a patient die.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying.
Someone could have.
Tell that code. Tell that
code blue to hang on. I got to talk to Tony.
I'm not going to. Season Vappy. I'll get right there.
I'm not going to get another chance.
Rachel, your thoughts?
I wrote Tony a card earlier just telling him, you know, we can say anything about Tony on the air, and he's obviously been a huge part of your show for well over a decade. But off the air, like, Tony is just such a kind and caring person and will always help you out. And he's helped me out on so many levels over the years. And I know I've seen it with so many people. Like, okay, a lot of people, when they reach a level in the radio industry, are like kind of too good for people. And, you know, that's somebody else's problem. Those are the new kids coming in. These are the inexperienced people. Why would I even concern myself with them? Tony is always someone who is going to check in with someone who's new and give them advice and just be like a friendly shoulder to lean on, kind of. And I've just seen that over and over again. And my career would not have gone the way that it has if I didn't have Tony. Like, for real. I wouldn't
have. For real.
I wanted to be on the DGS, but I was like, oh, they'll get a hold of me if they want me. And Tony came to me. He's like, I think you should apply for this because I think you'd be really good. And that's that's why I'm here. If I would have continued to be shy, it would have went to someone else, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, little pushes like that over the years have made such a difference in my life. And I know I'm not the only person who's worked with him who feels that way. So...
Yeah, the other day I was Googling myself, and you know what came up was, what was it called? You and Rach used to do those videos.
It was like the pre-show.
The pre-show. Show. And I forgot all about that, and those were so great, and you were so new to this.
Well, and even like before, so I interned for you, and then I was a part-timer at 97.1 for years, like couldn't find a real job with the station, but I would just do whatever I could. And Tony would host the DGS, and he'd be like, why don't you just sit in the room with me and chime in whenever it makes sense to chime in? Like, I want you in there. I think you would be good. No one else saw me that way and was giving me those kind of opportunities, but we had talked, and he knew that I was ambitious, and he also knew that I was shy. So he just gave me, like, these little breaks, and it gave me so much confidence, you know? So I really am in debt to him, and I'm going to miss you.
Yeah. Hello, Doc. Dr. Tiffany's back.
Hey, can you guys hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Great.
Hello.
Listen, it's really great to hear everybody's voices. And, you know, normally I'm listening to the recording because I'm at work when y'all are on. And so I was in the car and I turned you on and I heard Tony was leaving. And I was like, what's going on? And then, you know, I heard you guys talking about that he's going to help out with the family business. And, you know, Tony, I heard Dave talking about you and your family, and it made me think, you know, I tell my kids all the time, you have the family you're born with and those you pick up along the way. And it sounds like the Dave Glover family is one that you're not going to be able to get rid of anytime soon.
So,
just wanted to tell you congratulations, and it sounds, you know, exciting, and it's going to be great for you and your family. It's sad for all of us, but, you know, we'll all be happy that you're doing what you need to for yourself and your family. So
thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it.
Very sweet.
Yes.
Well, at the end of the show, we'll give you a chance, but anything for the people listening now, Tones, you want to say just to the DGS audience?
Oh, I mean, you know, I was in music radio for years and then got a chance to be the first sort of friend of the show, regular guest, check-in person, and to, you know, with 97.1 basically being there from day one and watching what we built over there at that radio station and watched what you built specifically with this show, will, no matter what I do for the rest of my life, if I come back to radio and I am back in the industry at some point, it would be nearly impossible to top what I've been able to hopefully contribute to in some small way as far as 97.1 is concerned and more specifically this show is concerned. So it's just been an honor to be along for the ride.
And you know what? Not nearly impossible. You could come back and have your own show for 30 years. It'll never happen again. Because
no.
It'll never happen again.
It won't.
That some bozo walks in off the street with zero experience
that owes money,
that owes money, gets an afternoon drive show, and then builds it into Godzilla.
Yeah, an afternoon drive show on a radio station, on a type of radio station that's very experimental,
right?
In a major market. In a type of radio station that's not even a thing. I mean, 97.1 was the third ever FM talk station in the country. Like, it wasn't even that type of radio wasn't even being done. And to just be a part of it, the way you found your way into afternoon drive on an experimental radio station in a major city and then turned it into the number one show, in my opinion, that's ever existed in this city is incredible. And no, it is.
Yeah, no one can take that from us.
It will never be duplicated.
Yeah. No, I think about that all the time.
It's impossible to be duplicated.
Think about it all the time. Like, we get hit by a bus today, whatever. No one can take that.
Yep.
That's ours.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Boy, it's worth Tony leaving us to get this cake. Damn, Schnucks.
This is good.
They make a good cake, and you know what? You can order them straight from your Schnucks Rewards app. Get that customized cake from Schnucks, baby. Mm,
thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Rach.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mommy.
Cake is really good.
Yeah, you're going to have this for 20 minutes.
I do like a good cake.
Boy, this is good cake.
We're good.
They do be making a good cake.
That is one of, that honestly one of the best cakes I've ever had.
Wow.
I've had so many overrated cakes. You know?
Yeah.
Like you get it from some place where it's like a $200 sheet cake and you're like,
Yeah. I'm not just saying this because they're my client, but Schnucks does have some kickin' cakes.
They
Every
do
time
be.
We have a birthday cake here, it's from Schnucks and they do the cookie cakes and those are so, so good. So
yeah.
Yum.
Rachel, you got a little icing right here.
Oh.
Aw.
Right on your forehead.
On
there
forehead.
You go.
All right. That was actually from a previous cake.
That was her breakfast cake.
Well, I'm sorry to take that off then.
Leave it to Aunt Sue.
And honey, there's a smooch.
It was chocolate icing,
and there is no chocolate icing on the cake.
My Aunt Sue, although her name wasn't Sue, when I was a larger man, I walked in one time, and I saw her like every 5 years, and she was visiting my mom and dad, and I walked in, and here's exactly what she said. Well, you've gotten fat.
Yeah. Okay, now
well, that's
I,
not how
I
Sue
would
is
not
at all.
Say that. That's terrible.
My mom does that to me now, just every time she sees me.
And you see her every day.
every day when I
every
go
time
over
you
there.
Walk back into the room, you got fatter.
She's like, whoa.
Andrew and Sue hanging out with us. Can I share my secret McDonald's shame from last night?
Ooh. I insist.
So as you guys know, I've gotten better about it, but I'm pretty annoyingly healthy eating and lots of roasters and almonds and things like that. I don't eat fast food very often at all. And last night I went to the concert at Grant's Farm for Stephanie Maness. It was great. Took my buddy Matt McDonald. We had a great time. Didn't eat anything. So I'm heading home about 10:30, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have McDonald's. Screw it. I'm going to live my life.
I like it.
So I go through the drive-thru, but I'm like, okay, but I'm going to be reasonable. Uh-huh. I'm just going to get the two cheeseburger meal. That's my go-to. Makes me happy. And I'm like, damn it. Tony talked about how good those Big Macs were. I'm going to get a Big Mac.
It was Nick. It wasn't Tony.
Not me.
Oh, that's right.
It was your son.
You know, your child.
I'm going to get a Big Mac, but I'm just going to take a bite.
Because that makes sense.
It's worth it. It's worth it. It's what, a couple bucks for the sandwich to take a bite.
Sure.
Get it home.
I mean, you could just eat it.
And it's not the two cheeseburger meal. It's the two double cheeseburger meal.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
So now I'm like, okay, I'll have one double cheeseburger.
Twice what you signed up for.
And a bite of the Big Mac.
Yeah.
10 minutes later, I'm just surrounded by wrappers and a couple of those burned little frylets on my sofa.
Been there, brother.
Feeling like a $1 million because I just put it all down.
Oh, yeah.
And I like the two cheeseburger meal, too. And after Tony's band gig a couple weeks ago, Andrew and I went through the McDonald's drive-thru, and they did not want us there.
No, they did not.
They said they were cash only, which... That never happens.
They try everything.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Because they didn't want to cook anything, I guess.
Geez.
And we had cash. And I was like, that's fine. We have the cash. So I ordered the two cheeseburger meal, and they only gave me one cheeseburger.
Oh,
it was
terrible.
I'm still upset about it, thinking about it, because I was so hungry.
Yeah, it was clear. Anything they could do to get back at us for
And then I spilled my fries all over the floor of the car.
Oh, that's a bad story.
It was terrible.
And it seems like every ice cream machine is always broken. At
always.
Every single
100%, Dave.
Always.
Yeah. Sorry, it's down.
I'm glad you finally caught that dragon, Dave.
Man, oh, man.
I understand.
It's a feeling, isn't it? It's a very particular feeling.
I can't even tell you, like, it was tough, but I put it down. It wasn't tough at all.
Nope.
No.
It went down like butter.
Oh, I believe people when they say, like, oh, I don't eat fast food, or, oh, I don't want to, you know, do that. But when somebody says, oh, I never go to McDonald's. I don't like McDonald's.
Who doesn't like McDonald's?
That's not true. You're lying.
You're out of your mind. Maybe you don't go, but you like it.
Every person likes McDonald's. At some level, they like McDonald's.
McDonald's is chemically engineered to be liked.
Yeah.
You can go you can serve McDonald's to any human, and it's going to be a satisfactory meal. Like, it's never going to be like, oh, I can't.
I could.
Now I want a quarter pounder.
I could easily.
With cheese.
Easily eat it every day. Easily.
Andrew's
like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
and? that's real impressive.
I'm like, and?
Yeah, big statement there.
Yeah. Wow, Dave, amazing.
Yeah, you can eat McDonald's french fries every day.
You're really something.
Do you guys remember Super Size Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Yeah. I know it went terribly for him, for whatever his name was, Reginald.
Hold on. You guys remember Super Size Me? That sounds fun.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I know he almost died from eating McDonald's.
We all agree that we love McDonald's.
Three to five meals a day for 6 months.
They got a little healthier stuff now.
Yeah, do you think when people gain 40 pounds for a movie role, and they're like, it's the worst thing I've ever had to go through?
No.
They're liars. They're having the time of their lives.
Yeah.
Nah, it rocks.
You know, Mark Wahlberg is on cloud 9 right now. Isn't he the one who gained a bunch of weight? Mm-hmm. He's just like eating a box of donuts a day.
Yeah. Well, so he got a movie
in hell. Whatever.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see his insane schedule?
Yes.
Yeah. That was where he has like every hour he has like 20 minutes set aside for a snack. Dude has like 8 snack half hours a day.
And being a jerk like I am. Maybe there are other jerks like me. When I saw it, everyone's like, oh my God, we should be more like Mark. I'm like, shut up, you jerk.
No, you shouldn't live.
I get up at 1 a.m. and I pray for 3 hours.
Yeah,
and then
a crazy
I go work out.
Live.
It's like, you know what? Sleep in. Just whatever.
He also doesn't do that every day. There's absolutely way he does that every day. Right? Like, it just can't.
Call him out, Marky Mark.
He might.
Call him out.
Well, the man is supposedly a movie star, and yet he has, I mean, nowhere in that schedule was it like,
supposedly a movie star? Is it in question?
What's in question is that schedule.
Has he really been
allegedly,
in all those movies?
He has starred in several films.
What's in question is that?
I think I've seen him in a couple.
Crazy schedule.
Where the Funky Bunch is?
Oh.
That's a good question.
Are they
question.
Still
Who
part
were
of his
the
life?
Funky Bunch?
I don't know.
Was there like actual members? Or
Wasn't there another Wahlberg
Their
in
names
the Funky
were
Bunch?
Turtle?
No, it was Donnie.
Donnie.
He wasn't in the Funky Bunch though. He was New Kids on the Block.
He was New. That's NKOTB. That's
I'm
right.
Completely believing Rachel.
DJT.
I'm just
SGAs.
Naming off the
Come
cast
on.
Of Entourage.
Sue and Andrew, you know the worst part.
There's
not
Turtle
the
Wahlberg.
DGS. Huh. Next Wednesday, we're all going to the Chimp Lady's house.
Yeah, I am.
And we're visiting 38 chimpanzees.
Wait a minute.
And
are
Dave's
you really?
Gonna give them a kiss.
Yes.
Don't do that.
You've talked to her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we
don't
had
do
her
that.
On yesterday.
Why?
Because chimps are dangerous. Remember Travis?
We're not gonna
Travis.
Be like riding around in a truck with him. We're just gonna go visit him.
Don't give him any
Xanax. Just promise me this, since I won't be there. Don't invoke the name of Travis.
Yeah, don't
don't look at the chimp lady and go, "Hey, you remember?"
Don't
remember
show
the
him,
Travis
don't
story?
Show don't show the chimps videos of Travis. Don't
Everyone
give him any
wear
ideas.
A yellow sweatshirt.
That can't be. Yeah, that That can't be good.
Don't give him any Xanax.
So the Funky Bunch were Ashy Ace, Scotty G, Hector Barros, and DJT.
Okay.
Donald J. Trump.
That's why we don't know him.
He did really well after the Funky Bunch broke up.
He should have stayed in the Bunch.
He had a thriving career.
I wonder if they're still a part of Mark's life.
I wonder if they are the entourage in question.
There's
no
way.
They're 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
You think he dropped the Funky Bunch?
Pray with the Funky Bunch.
By the way, Hector was Hector the Booty Inspector Barros. That's what I'm saying.
Hector the Booty Inspector?
Yeah.
Damn it, that's a good name.
Hector the Booty Inspector. Maureen had a girlfriend, but then she left.
Maureen works at Yuppie Puppy, and one of the dog's name is Bailey James Bailey.
That's pretty awesome.
I love that.
I was like, damn it. That's such a great name.
That's a great name.
Why didn't I get to that?
I'm sure everyone refers to the pup by their full name on every occasion.
Yes, I'm sure they do. Rach, you see they're canceling Picasso? A little late.
Did we find out something new about him? I mean, it's all been on the table for quite some
really
time.
Long time. You know what it is? You honestly, I do picture these people, you know, the cancelers, just like thumbing through encyclopedias and being like, Picasso. And you're like, he was a real womanizer. You're like, let's get
him. Is that what it's for?
Yes.
I mean, that's cards on the table for
him. It's in the first sentence of his bio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He had like 7 wives or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, he made no bones about it.
No.
I looked up those Picasso guys. They're a bit political, some of this artwork. I don't know.
Yeah. Hate to bring it to you about like Diego Rivera, every other artist that you like.
Yeah.
They're not all great people that you're supposed to look up to.
Hector the Booty Inspector.
Yeah. Bailey James Bailey has some skeletons in his closet.
Is no one sacred anymore?
Isn't that Bailey James Bailey in the newsroom? Oh, that's his new name.
Yeah.
100%. Tell you. Go ahead, Rach.
I was just going to say, this Andy Warhol guy is into some weird stuff. I don't know if I like this.
Look at his hair. Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, 2:48. Tony Colombo's last day in radio. God, that sounds so weird and final. Sorry, Tones.
Well, last day on this show. Perhaps not his last day in radio ever.
Oh, no, Rach. It's his last day.
Nobody
radio.
Knows the future. Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, no, Tony.
For a while.
I do. Rach, tell me about feral hogs.
Okay, so there was a meme that was very popular a couple years ago, and it was like, quick question, what am I supposed to do when between 30 to 50 feral hogs enter my yard while my kids are playing?
Jeez!
And I just thought that was the funniest meme. Like, I can't explain it. It just always tickled me. So every time I see like the phrase feral hogs, I laugh. And on the TV behind you, Dave, for the past couple of days, KMOV has been running ads for this feral hog story. So I really wanted to watch it. So I set a reminder for myself to watch it at their 10 o'clock news last night. And there is a major feral hogs problem in Missouri right now.
Major problem.
Okay, so yeah, you probably know all about this because it's a problem because...
I used to host a show called Second Amendment Radio.
I've heard of that.
Outdoors.
Not anymore.
And not anymore.
Never again.
And it's a big deal.
Yeah, so they were released into the wild for people to hunt. But if you don't get them all, these...
Really, on purpose?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, they wanted to hunt these hogs, but the problem is they can... Female feral hogs can have, like, 6 litters. I don't want to say it's per year.
I have a cousin like
but
that.
But it's a lot. And they can start having their piglets when they are 6 months old.
Shut up.
So they spawn at an incredible rate. And they'll run around and they dig up the turf. And they were interviewing farmers last night. And they're like, there's just no piece of equipment that can undo this level of damage where they're going through digging everything up.
Wow.
So like conservation people are setting up these huge traps to catch the hogs. It's just nuts.
That is nuts.
It's really dangerous.
I know, like in Texas, isn't it just wide open?
Yeah.
There's no hunting season. Just like kill them anyway.
That's
strangle them to death. We don't care.
It is in Missouri now too. The problem is, it's you're allowed to shoot and kill as many feral hogs as you want, but the MDC has some worries and some guidelines about that because if you shoot one, then they'll scatter and there may be a group somewhere that you
that they know it's a big group mm-hmm. and they could come in and professionally remove yeah. them. But if you shoot one, then they scatter and then they're in a bunch of different directions and a bunch of different families and it creates mm-hmm. a bigger problem. So if you're going to shoot them, you got to
do it the right way.
Try to clear them out.
And I think they made it to where you can shoot them on private property, but on public property, you're supposed to call and report it so they can come and slaughter them all at once.
Yeah.
And then I got to feeling bad for the hogs because they're just being hogs and living their lives. And they have these huge metal circular.
Destructive.
Yeah. And they make these huge like metal circular traps for them. And the hope is they'll all go in there in a cluster and one hog will send off like a chain reaction to where they're like, they're all trapped. Damn. And then someone just comes up and shoots all of them.
Damn.
Which is terrible. I get why they have to do it, but it makes you feel bad for the little piggies.
You hope that they can at least do something like harvest the meat.
Well, this is it. This is it. I listened to a podcast by a chef who's trying to work with invasive species like that.
Like the Asian carp issue.
Yeah,
the
like you make all of that stuff into something you can eat. And he has like a website. It's like can't beat them, eat them.
Going out the wrong way.
Something like that. And one of his recipes had to do with the feral hogs because they're everywhere. And the idea is, well, maybe if, just like Tony said, maybe if you can eat part of it or the meat, apparently it's delicious.
So instead of like free range eggs, you're just having feral bacon.
Right.
Like the feral makes it sound terrible. Like it kind of don't want to eat the feral hogs.
You're right. Yeah.
Because they're feral.
It's like feral deer. They're all feral, right?
Well,
right?
Yes, they are.
There's just something about it that sounds bad.
But instead of like free range chicken, it could be like giant metallic mechanism caught. You know, like, hey, you want something that died in sheer terror? This is it. You can taste the death.
Oh, yuck.
Sorry.
If you can't beat them, eat them.
But it's
Dave.
Like billions of dollars in damage that they're going to do.
And they will hurt people.
Yeah.
I mean, they will attack. And they are big animals.
How big are they? Okay, I'm looking it up. How big are they?
They're big.
20, 30 pounds.
I'm looking at a headline here from early 2020. Feral hogs must be eliminated from Missouri.
And at least as big as my hand.
The byline is.
Wouldn't that be great if they were they're piglets?
Oh, my gosh.
Billions of piglets.
Okay.
Says to bottom line it, there's nothing desirable, valuable, or appealing about feral hogs in Missouri. They are problematic, invasive animals that must be eliminated from the state.
Okay, the females weigh up to 180 pounds, the male up to 220. That's that's big. And furry. Aren't they furry?
Yeah, they look furry.
You know, I'll get this wrong. Someone correct me, but they were introduced to North America, I think by the Spaniards, and they only had like 12 of them.
Oh, geez. Mm.
And then they just, a couple of them got away, and there you go. And then they grew tusks and, like, fangs. And
yeah.
They were first brought to the U.S. in the 1500s by early explorers and settlers as a source of food.
Spaniards, too.
Oh, Eurasian wild boars, that's what they say. But yes, Spaniards.
So anyway, watch out for those feral hogs, people.
You know, they say it's a big part of Sasquatch's diet. Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah, for real.
We need more Squatch in the area to curtail this issue.
Yes. People have seen them carrying feral hogs.
Like a baby. You're my new little pet.
Come on, Bailey James Bailey. We're going home to Bigfoot land. Where you're going to live like a queen.
I introduce you to my friend Hector the Booty Inspector.
And DJT. He's going to be president one day.
And again, I totally get why we have to fix this problem, because they will like take over our society if we don't do something.
Right?
But it's just sad to hear them talk about, like, you know, killing them all.
Yeah.
Like, we got to kill them. We have no other choice.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, hello there. Tell you a quick story here on the feral hogs. You can go to Texas and hunt by helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
But they supply the automatic weapon.
Yep.
You get 2 hours in the air, but it's $2,400.
Hmm. Do you get to keep the hogs, like the meat?
I don't think they fool with that. You're using a helicopter. I don't think they'll land and gather it up.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know,
would that be fun? I mean, not to you, Sue. You hate hunting.
That exact horrible. Thing is something that we have joked about on Second Amendment Radio many times about how we were going to go on a feral hog helicopter hunt. Like, that's a real... He's not kidding. That's a real thing. That's a real activity. Automatic weapons in a helicopter shooting hogs on the ground.
Jeez.
That's how much these states want these animals gone.
I mean,
because they are just,
you know, we all love animals, but
apart.
I love people more. Just imagine that you've had a family farm for generations and you're about to lose it.
I mean, they are destroying farmers. I mean, they are destroying farmland and the farm animals. Like, they are extremely destructive.
Wow. What is the answer? I mean, do they have a season? Can you shoot them anytime in Texas or anywhere?
You can shoot them anytime. In Missouri, you can shoot them anytime.
You can also fight them.
That's a bad
mono
idea.
Mono on mono.
Or you can challenge them to a debate.
Yeah. That's the
good luck there, though.
That's the best way to take them down. kind of like Andrew's orgs. You shame them. And that's a fate worse than death.
The orc shaming. You know, we talked about the orc shaming in the
org. Yeah. We let it go. It's your last name.
We talked about it in the bonus podcast going up tonight. So.
Oh, did you really?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's so crazy. It's like coming
shame
full circle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.